This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Mishnayis l'nishmas my father, Moshe Yitzchak ben Doiv, also l'schus refuah shalem v'kol choy le'am Yisrael, also l'schus kol am Yisrael, especially those who are nesuna b'tzara v'shivya. We're up to Maseches Shavuos, Perek Dalad, Mishnah Aleph. We're talking about when someone swears an oath. We're talking about different kinds of oaths, different kinds of swearing that one does that would be chayev, a carbon, chayev different kinds of einshim, of punishments. And now we're going to talk about a new type of oath, a new type of swearing, and that's called Shvuas Aedus. If someone is making a witness swear that he doesn't know testimony, he doesn't have the testimony to say in front of Beis Din, he can't be witness for him, then that is called a Shvuas Aedus. Shvuas Aedus Neheges Ba'anoshim V'lay Ba'anoshim. It only comes out to in action in men and not in ladies, because men are the ones who testify and ladies don't testify in court. Berchoikin v'lay, or whatever, in Beis Din. Berchoikin v'lay b'kreven. It's on people who are unrelated and not on people who are related, because people who are related cannot testify in Beis Din. B'ksherin v'lay b'psulin. People who are kosher to say edus, and not in people who, let's say, someone who's over a certain aveira, or somebody who is gambler, they're puzzled to say edus. So it's not noyig by them. Ve'ein neheges el beruin la'ed, and it only is talking about, it only goes on people who can say edus. So let's say an eved or a katan or any of the other people who are not kosher for edus are also not in this category. Bifnei Beis Din, if it's done in front of Beis Din, then it's done in front of Beis Din. It's done in front of Beis Din, or v'shalai bifnei Beis Din mipi atzmai. Then, if it's not in front of Beis Din, it only is if he himself swears. Mipi acherin, however, if he does it, that someone is making him swear, and chayavan atchiyechpu behen bebeis din. He has to, if someone is making someone swear, then it can only be done in front of Beis Din, that it makes someone chayef. That's the Rebbe Meir. That's what Rebbe Meir says. The Chacham say no, that both of them are both in front of Beis Din and not in front of Beis Din. Bin piyatzmei. If someone volunteers the shavua, the oath, or ubepeimi piyacherim, whether it's that someone is making him swear, forcing him to swear, ein chayaven in not chayev at sheyichpru behen bebeis Din, until it's done in front of Beis Din. That's when he's chayef. Yasher koyach. And have a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.